The Potawatomi plan to use microorganisms to convert food and beverage processing waste into methane gas that will be burned to create electricity. Potawatomi Attorney General Jeff Crawford says the $20 million plant near the tribe's Milwaukee casino fits with a tribal ethic to try to protect the environment.
Marrying old thoughts of digesting food and waste product, combining with new modern technology, and boom, here you go. We're going to be producing green energy.
The federal government and ratepayer-funded State Focus on Energy program are helping pay for the Potawatomi plant. The tribe plans to sell the electricity to the We Energies company, providing enough energy to power 1,500 homes. Heat from the plant will be used for hot water and to help heat the casino. But plant operator Charlie Opferman does say turning food waste into power is more complex than the Wisconsin plants that use cow waste for energy. He says one challenge will be to provide the microorganisms a balanced diet.
The different bugs within the digester break down the organic compounds in different rates. And so fatty acids, some of those complex hydrocarbons, take longer and are harder to break down than different organic constituents.
Opferman says the solid waste, or biosolid not burned, may become fertilizer. About 20 trucks a day will bring in food waste, but the Potawatomi plant is not close to any neighborhood. Another food waste digester recently opened in Turtle Lake, Wisconsin. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.